Hi, Andy Shaughnessy here for Design 007. Today I'm speaking with Joe Clark, co-founder of Downstream Technologies. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you, Andy. Thanks for the opportunity. It's good to talk to somebody.
It really is. Well, I know that you all stayed up and running during the pandemic. Why don't you give us a quick update on Downstream?
Sure. We have indeed, like many companies, continued our business. Our business plan, Andy, was done, like most companies, in the November-December timeframe, and it was based on a very good 2019. You know, we weren't crazy optimistic, but, you know, we looked for some modest growth over what we did in 2019. That was before any of us could spell Corona. Well, maybe we could spell the beer, but not the virus. So you get into January and then February, and we start hearing more about this. Companies are starting to, you know, send their employees home, work from home, and so on. We have done, year to date, we've met the plan that we laid out before any of this started. So our business success to date has been very, very good. We're on plan. My own belief is that the second half of the year will be more difficult. We don't have any misgivings that we're going to have a flat or a slightly down year given the circumstances. Mm-hmm. We do believe, and we are planning for the second half of the year to be more challenging for us, especially Q4.
Right.
Don't have a crystal ball, but given what's occurred, it's reasonable to expect some softness. But we're pleasantly surprised and happy with the results so far, which have been to plan.
There have been some silver linings, definitely.
Absolutely. And we, like many companies, are all working from home. We've successfully transitioned that. We initiated that activity before it was mandated in Massachusetts, so that we were set up in time, rather than having it be mandated and then panicking and right, trying to get out, put it in place. We were all prepared and working from home fully. We've opened the office back up, but it's only partially open.
So. Right. So what sort of trends are you seeing in the industry right now?
Well, I guess there's two, right? The standard typical productivity technology trends that we all deal with on an annual basis. And then this coronavirus, the pandemic trends. On the productivity and technology level, companies are still having to deal with new technologies and how do we bring them in-house and keep the same level of productivity while we bring in new technologies. So specifically, I talked with you guys at the Apex about this as well, and we're heavily invested in developing new releases to support this. But the major issues our customers are dealing with are Flex and embedded components, and not only in their documentation, but in their space of design for manufacturing, verifying that these designs can be manufactured correctly, manufactured in volume. So that's ongoing. I will say that as a result of the coronavirus, we're seeing a slowdown in that area, in the sense that many companies with the coronavirus focused on our employees now have to work from home. We have to, it's not some of us trading days working from home.
Right.
Everybody's working from home. So their immediate impact for many companies was setting up all the tools, resources, et cetera, for everybody to be working from home. There was some difficulty initially with that. We worked with many of our customers, for example. We would set up extra licenses on home computers to help them, you know, so they could be productive.
Sure.
We add licenses to their servers because now there's more people checking them out and they aren't communicating with each other because they're all home. We also expanded WAN access, wide area networking access.
Right.
In other words, we partnered with our customers to help them get themselves set up. And we weren't the only ones doing that. They had their hands full, again, setting everybody up at home. So that took certainly most of the first quarter and into the second quarter. With everybody working from home as well, you see less focus on productivity improvements, new tools, new ideas, because, you know, we're going to kind of put that to bed right now. We're going to focus on just surviving as we are right now until this passes and we can go back to the office.
Right.
Two trends there. One, again, is the ongoing technology trends, which there are companies dealing with, but then is also the result of this coronavirus. And that's really, I think, been the primary focus of most companies.
Mm-hmm. And one thing I've noticed during this whole thing, downstream's been producing a lot of webinars. Do you see that as being a major format for designer training, you know, as we move past the pandemic? What do you think?
Yes, and yes. We've all talked about this, where we rely too much on the internet for our information and decision making and so on. Less FaceTime, which I don't think is a good thing. Trade shows, user groups, different forums where people can come together and see your new idea, I think has suffered in the past. But with companies, as we just talked about, now being forced for everybody to work from home, they've actually been very successful at this. And in fact, in our webinars, this has been an interesting, development. We have many of our existing customers coming to the web, not only new customers, which is the primary focus, you know, new opportunities, get your idea out there. But we've had existing customers come in, large numbers. And it's almost like, I guess they're saying to themselves, I got time on my hand. I want to learn more about what the other capabilities are that I may not be aware of in these downstream tools.
Right.
And as a result of that, even we've driven new sales because the capacity requirements go up, separate from just being at home and, the license sharing and so on that we did to partner with our customers. So I think that absolutely this too will pass, this current pandemic, and we'll get back to some sense of normalcy. I do think that the success companies have seen virtually will be with us forever. I can give you an analog to that. My wife is a doctor. And for a pretty significant period of time, she had to shut her office, as many doctors and dentists did. But what was driven to the forefront, it's not an absolute, there's a place for this. What's really grown out of this current situation as a doctor is virtual medicine. You know, it really wasn't something that was being practiced very much, certainly not in this country. And it is now a very hot topic, and the doctors are now very interested in this capability. It's got a long way to go, but it's an analog to what we're talking about here.
Right.
It's going to be with us, and it's going to grow as part of our business. So it's all as good as the apps that they have, and these companies are developing this technology, the internet, the bandwidth we have. It's all a reality, and we've been forced into doing it, and hey, it's worked pretty well. So I think that this virtual world that we're living in is going to be with us after as well. And for companies like us, we'll work to take advantage of it. Though I'm an old timer, I guess, I still think FaceTime and, the trade shows and those venues are still very important.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to add? Anything that we haven't covered?
No, I think that's pretty much it. Talking about the virtualization, one of the things that we have heard from several companies, which is eye-opening to me, is if this has worked so well for them that they're talking about a permanent work from home, where there's gains from that. There's no travel time, stress reduction, lower costs of facilities and so on. So we might even see companies that, for the most part, maybe there'll be periodic days where you have to come in the office, but a large part of the workforce will be working remotely permanently. So it will be interesting.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting.
Interesting times, and we've got a ways to go in this year, and I'm always optimistic, but, you know, we'll see what comes in the second half.
All right. Well, Joe, thanks for speaking with me. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks, Andy. I'm here.
Again, I've been speaking with Joe Clark of Downstream Technologies. I'm Andy Shaughnessy for Design 007. Thanks for listening.